Hi there, this is Leonard Festival, the off-camera announcer on the Gene Price Show. Well, it's time to get the show going. Gene should be along any time now. Last time we saw him, he was in the men's room trying to find a clean spot on the roller towel. So I'll just take over. Here's one of my big fans, Linda Ronstadt.
I feel so bad, I got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind, don't be by me. Save a nickel, save a dime. Work until the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times, don't be by you.
Ronstadt, and that's titled "How's By You," and here he is, the star of our show, Gene. Pierce.
Thank you, Leonard, so much. Yes, hi. This is the Gene Pierce Show. Excuse me, the Gene Price Show. How are you? That song, of course, is one of my favorites. I'll bet it's one of yours. Hope so. Anyway, that sucker sold like crazy, didn't it? "Blew By You." The first time around for that was way back in 1962 by the fella who wrote it, Roy Orbison. All right. We're moving along with some of the biggies. Here's one of them right here. Familiar theme from the Dukes of Hazzard. This is Old Waylon.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straight in the curve, yeah. Flat in the hills. Someday the mountain might them, but the law never will. Taking their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Fading fast off into oblivion, which is, you know, just about 35 miles from Frankfurt, actually. That is a song right there from Waylon Jennings. Nowadays, when you get to be so popular like he is, you can drop your last name. He just calls himself Waylon. And that's, do you see a special? When was that thing out? How long's it been? Not long. And he had a special. It was titled, of course, Waylon, and it's did very well, too. At any rate, tell you what I'm going to do right now. We're going to kick it around a bit, so stand by for a couple of biggies. Education isn't cheap, but the U.S. Department of Education has grants, loans, and work-study programs that can help. There's the Basic Education Opportunity Grant provides up to $1,800 a year, and there's the National Direct Student Loan at 3% interest, both awarded according to need. The Health Education Assistance Loan is for graduate students in medical, dental, and other health-related schools.
What about, what about a guy who's just, works at the pharmacy as a bag boy?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, well, go ahead.
Anyway, for details, sim for the Free Student Guide 6 Federal Financial Aid Program from the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. They'll take good care of you. All right, let's go to Dolly over here. Here she is. She's going to sing Old Flame. Dolly, are you wearing your hot pants?
Oh, yes. I always wear these.
Well, thank you so much. They can't hold a candle.
Downtown tonight, I saw an old friend, someone who I used to take comfort from long before I his eyes, a forgotten desire. With a word or a touch, I could have rekindled that fire.
Oh,
Thank you, Dolly.
That's okay. You boys keep it country.
We certainly will. She reminds me a lot of Glen Campbell. Anyway, that song right there, Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle to You, and the one and only Dolly Parton. She is really... she's such a charming gal and so lovable that she knows about all the kidding. All the guys, I told this story once before. Let me tell it again. It's been, a year or so. Maybe you never heard it. She did a concert up in Portland, Oregon about 2.5 or 3 years ago. And it was a show called Country Concert, of which I did several of the specials. I did not do this particular one, but I was listening to the replay of it after it had been recorded. It was done live at one of the larger auditoriums up in the Portland area. Dolly came out, did her first song, and chatted, and was talking very personably, as she does with everyone, but she was talking with the audience and said, gee, it's good to have you here. She said, I see that a lot of you brought along your cameras. And she said, gosh, that's great. We're always happy to smile and pose for you. And said, a lot of you brought along your binoculars. Well, I got news for you. You won't need them. And she was right. Anyway, thank you, Dolly. Here are the Statler Brothers. Thank you so much. Let's see. Who all has she got in her web? Can you see?
Let me just get over here and look. I'll look into her web. Oh, gosh, she's caught Spider-Man down there.
Who else does she have, Leonard?
It looks like, my gosh, it's Vincent Price and David Hedison. Remember them from The Fly?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Anyway, Charlotte's Web. That is from Smoking and the Bandit Part 2. And you were listening to the Gene Price Show. We're here just to play as many songs and, above all, just try to bring you a little piece of home. Here's a shingle I took off your roof while you were back there. I'm talking about the little house with a half moon on the door here. Here's Christy Lane and Sweet Sexy Eye.
You don't have to tell me that you love me. You don't have to buy me pretty gowns. 'Cause I just left a mansion full of golden gray. And all that luxury just slowed me down. Don't tell me no lies, sweet sexy eyes.
I was once asked by a grammarian, an English teacher, who told me, she said, why do country songs sometimes fracture the English language? And I said, I don't really know. I guess it was through the years, it's always been that way. And talking about the double negative there, don't tell me no lies. But I don't know. Don't tell me any lies. It just wouldn't fit with don't tell me any lies. It just wouldn't go.
But don't tell me no lies. That really hits home with me.
Well, apparently it did with a lot of songwriters, too. But it's been that way ever since I can remember. There are certain songs that would be pop country, like You Needed Me by Anne Murray and I Just Fall in Love Again, and some of those that are somewhat different. But like I said, there seems to be kind of a stigma with country music, but it doesn't seem to matter. I think it's great. I think when you know what it's doing. I've had some of the most articulate and intelligent people, you know, purposely would talk in double negative. They say, man, don't tell me no more of that stuff. And I, you know, I'm thinking, okay, then I, you know, of course I quit telling them that stuff. But anyway, I just thought that'd bring that point out. It seems to be a point of contention with a lot of people who have not been into country music or have not taken the time to understand it or just don't like it, you know, and we make no bones about it. We know that. A lot of people. Some people say, hey, I don't like country music. I say, hey, whatever, you know, to each his own. But anyway, for those of you who do and who tune in each day, I'm really thankful that you're here because it would not be any fun, I promise you, without you. Speaking of country music and some of the old line style of singing and writing, Mo Bandy and Yesterday Once More.
Lord, I love to hear Hank Williams sing. And there's a lot of lefties now with different names. But it'll never be the way it was before. Take me back to yesterday once more. How I miss old Texas. Those days were good. And nobody else could sing like Jim Reeves could. Red Foley's gospel songs touch my heart. Take me back to yesterday once more. When they sang, your cheating heart, it always lay late. And there'll be peace in the valley someday. I'm on rye whiskey, four walls too near me. Take me back to yesterday once more. Johnny Harton sang a country song so fine. And there'll never be another Patsy Cline. His Texas playboys. take me back to yesterday once more. When they say you're cheating heart and always yay, and there'll be peace in the valley someday. North to Alaska, crazy San Antonio roads, take me back to yesterday once more. Take me back to yesterday once more.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Bandy. There he is. We don't bandy words here, just Moe's. Here we are. And you heard it, Moe Bandy, and Take Me Back to Yesterday Once More, which is his latest single. It's starting to fade off a little bit, but that's no one, you know, surprised by that. It's been around for several months. It's been a big hit, too, in country music. I'll tell you what I'm going to do in a second here after we call in Gomer Pyle, who's going to help us out. We're going to play the song from Billie Joe Spears. It still, I guess, would have to be the biggest hit song she's ever had. I'm talking about Blanket on the Ground. That is up here in just a moment, so stand by. Gomer, are you out there, buddy? Come on in.
Boy, you know something, right? Excuse me, Gene, boy. I was at here talking to the sergeant. He told me to come on in here and play this song. Could you play one of my songs?
Well, let me ask, Gomer, don't you? You do kind of an opera-type style, don't you?
Well, yeah, I knew I had this voice. See, people say, why do you talk like that and you sing a different way? It's just the way I was born down in Alabama.
Well, Gomer, I'll tell you that you do a great job wherever you were born, and I want you to help us out if you would. Would you do that?
Oh, sure. You know, Webster defines woman as an adult female person. Slang dubs them as babes, but the military views its women as criminal investigators, mechanics, forklift operators, and as the world becomes a small place, these military women, through their experiences and contributions, become more outstanding persons. The military salutes him, and so do we. I think they're really nice.
Well, thank you, Gomer. There he goes, Gomer Pyle. Okay, do we have Billy Joe ready to go over here? I dare say we do. Okay, let me just give you a little background on the song. Came out in 1975. Up to that point, her career was not really doing that much, to be very honest with you. It was doing very little to speak of at all. But the song hit for her, and it just took off to be one of the biggest records of 1975, and still the biggest hit song that she's ever had. Billie Joe Spears in a Blanket on the Ground. And here she is on the Gene Price Show.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first came.